opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign minds. It's July
4th. I'm not sure about that.
Boom, shakalaka. Never mind. We should have played the Washington March with that. The Washington Post March. I always like that one.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Sunday, July 4th. Today is Independence Day, July 4th, 2021. Wow. Unbelievable how fast time is flying.
We made it, guys. We made it.
We made it this far. And I want to
be very, very quiet.
And I want to say, happy anniversary, baby. Not very many people know it, but I actually got married on July 4th.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, I know. Right,
congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. I'm not sure how long ago we were sitting here trying to figure out what the number was on that, but I thought about that this morning, you know, and I wanted to wish Linda a happy anniversary. So there we have it. Wow.
Now time goes.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. My name is Mark Kent. I'm a graduate of the University of Hard Knocks with a degree in results. And, wow, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting, a ball of energy, an immovable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and has heard more BS than our local news broadcasting.
That's saying a lot. Good morning.
Oh, boy. The kid that rocks around the clock is taking the day off, and I don't blame him. We are brought to you by our great sponsors and sponsor, Luke Pearson, Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating. He's licensed and bonded, and you can go to 530-605-9575 and give him a call, and I'm sure he can help you with any of your construction needs. All right.
No, it's not all right.
Yeah, I'm here too.
You forgot the name.
Travis! It's fine. Saving the best for last.
It's fine.
Nice cleanup.
I got on a roll. Come on. And Travis! The guardian of the magic button, the librarian of bumper, the time bandit of breaks, the keyboard weaponry specialist, and producer extraordinaire Travis!
Yeah. Hey, so,
I should be in a boxing ring or something.
Next weekend I'm gonna be on assignment. That's what you guys say, right?
Yeah.
that means you're
We're not gonna ask what assignment you got.
That means you're screwing around, isn't it?
No, I'm taking the day off to go do something, so I won't be here.
Who's really? Going to fill in for you?
Pat. I believe Pat is.
Okay, oh, very cool.
Yeah. New person.
Well, just to let you know, so you're not so surprised.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm so handsome. You like looking at
you're so nice, Travis.
What a guy. Yeah. What a guy. Yeah. We don't like Travis. We love Travis. He's a great guy.
Thanks.
So, where are we at? I mean, we got a lot to cover, as usual, and the fun stuff. But I want to start off with this. I want to start off with why I believe the recall is important. And what's it all about? You know, I mean, we've got both sides of this issue. And, you know, I believe this is what it's about. It's about limited government, fiscal responsibility, and start following the Constitution. The government that governs best governs least. And, you know, that's Thomas Jefferson. But what I want to say is this. This is not about Carlos Zapata. Okay? This is about violating our constitutional rights by an out-of-control, overreaching government. The drinkers of the Kool-Aid and the deceivers want to make it about Carlos Zapata. I repeat, this is not about Carlos Zapata. I have respect for Carlos because he stood up and spoke plainly what he really thought. That's freedom of speech. What everybody else was afraid to say. What should have been said a long time ago. But this is not about Carlos. I hate to break it to you, Liberty, break it to you guys out there, but liberty-minded people don't all think exactly the same thing. We all have different opinions, and we don't all agree with everything that Carlos Zapata thinks or does. We all have our beliefs and opinions, but the unifying central belief is that constitutional liberties and intent by our founders is the law of the land and should be observed and followed. The glue that holds countless organizations across the United States and the world together is the cause of liberty. That, my friends, is the movement we are seeing. People thinking for themselves and needing facts, not hyperbole, to arrive at conclusions. Critical thinkers that aren't buying the lamestream propaganda anymore. More and more people are joining and are as they realize they're being lied to. And this did not just start. Oppression and fear have been the tools of men carrying, you know, trying to enslave other men for their own devices for eons. This is not exclusive to Caucasians. I hate to break it to you. Okay? Every race at one time or another has enslaved other men. Whether their own race or somebody else's race, it doesn't matter. You can't come up with one race that hasn't at some time owned slaves. Okay? And I could give you an endless list of proven examples. It's not relevant. Okay? I believe that Carlos probably should have never been to the restaurant in the first place where this whole thing started. But that does not make it right to smear him. That does not make it right to charge him with something he didn't do. That doesn't make it right for the powers that be to try and make an example of him for the left to use as a tool in order to discredit valid concerns and legitimate questions about our out-of-control, overreaching government. I, however, do not have any respect for those involved in this power grab because they are not truthful. They lie about their intentions. Their agenda is not ours or the people's. They have an agenda that they hide. They say whatever suits them to get them what they want, which is more power, control, and more government largesse for their benefit. This is about a smear campaign. This is about smearing Carlos Zapata and then trying to connect his dots to the principles of the movement and by association smear the movement. And you know, and by also using that to try to smear the Constitution, liberty, and everything that is good in America. If you can smear the founders, then by association you can smear the founding documents. And for what, you ask? For redistribution into the hands of the few to dole out to whomever they see fit. Man's quest for liberty, the quest for individual rights, property rights, and equal protection under the law, that's what this is all about. Anybody with a thinking brain can see the danger here to everyone that's not a part of that clique. The Emergency Powers Act has been weaponized. Meanwhile, the useful idiots go lockstep with whatever propaganda the media and the Marxists feed them, blindly obeying their masters in Washington, Basel, London, Beijing, wherever, with their stated dreams of world government. They don't even try to hide it anymore. All you have to do is look. Do you keep your blinders on and keep watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC? Oh, I'm sorry, MSNBS. The climate change, COVID, racism, destruction of our cities, our monuments, and our culture as a whole is really about what? When you look at the underlying theme, the answer is always the same. More government control. Name one problem that the government has solved it didn't create in the first place. I have been hearing this brokered record all my life. Remember Al Gore and his inconvenient lies? Never let a good crisis go to waste. Grab as much power as you can at every level that you can. The sky is falling. Meanwhile, the deluded followers of this power grab, they do it because they believe they're saving the planet from destruction. The same destruction that has been predicted over and over since I was a child. Fear is the extortionist tool. The goalposts just keep moving farther and farther away. Every year. It never happens because it's never going to happen. They are seeing the results of these policies that have been going on for a long time, and they are blaming everyone but the perpetrators. At the end of the day, the planets are going to be fine. And if you do not think that, is the government going to fix it? You know, how's the government going to fix it? Consolidating more power into the hands of the few, is that going to fix it? We will survive. They don't have solutions. Every time you ask them, what's the solution? Okay, we agree. What's the solution? It's crickets.
Yeah.
We will survive this Chinese flu strain, the new variant that they're getting ready to launch as well, the one funded by our own Dr. Fauci. Crushing our economy, compromising our health, shattering our children's dreams is just another day at the office for these creatures. Being poor and enslaved and owning nothing will be just peachy, I'm sure. Of that you can be certain. But wait, there's more. They're going to save everybody from dying from a disease that is statistically the least of our problems, with a very low casualty rate according to the revised CDC data. Shut down dissent, censor the doctors themselves that disagree with the spin, attack anyone that suggests any remedy that doesn't promote their agenda. Don't worry, they're going to save everybody. Who's going to save us from them is the real question. And at the end of the day, if we're all enslaved to our masters in Washington or Beijing or Basel or wherever, they're fine with that because they saved us. This is social justice, ignorance, and groupthink in its finest hour. Chairman Mao would be very proud. What do the elitists really think of these criminals identifying as humane, caring people? They're just useful tools to them. Or maybe they're just tools. Our Constitution doesn't say, we the Board of Supervisors. It doesn't say we the Congress. It doesn't say we the Supreme Court. It doesn't say we the President. It says we the people. We are here to take the power and put it back in its rightful place. So, with that said, please show up and support Carlos Zapata on July 12th at 8:30 at the Shasta County Courthouse. Let's show the district attorney and county supervisors what we think about their misusing of the DA's office to intimidate citizens who disagree with how this county is run. And that is the memo. Okay. Next. Where are we at? I ran out of juice.
I'm just sitting here, you know? Oh, we do have a caller. Nah. I don't know if we want to go there, but I guess we'll try it.
I don't think so, but go ahead, whatever.
Good morning, I guess. We have Steve King on the line. What can we do for you? Hello? Steve?
Hello.
You're on the air, Steve. Give it a shot.
I'm trying. Hello?
Hello? Hurry up.
Okay, that's it. I don't know what else to do.
I don't know. Travis is actually on the phone and stuff, so he's multi. I guess Steve doesn't have anything he wants to say because he's on there.
He's probably just tying up the line. I don't know.
I don't know. I guess he's not answering. So
he's on. He's. I heard him speak already.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess. Hang it up.
There you go. Here, you know, one more time. Last call. Are you there? So I want to address this, this theory of, these people are in such denial. They talk about denial of climate change, but they're in complete denial of the government that has killed their own populations over and over and over again. You know, oh, Second Amendment, oh, you're violent, you're radical. Oh, if you even talk about defending your liberties from the government, you're some kind of a right-wing extremist that wants to kill everybody. I mean, come on. How dumb are you? Okay. So just go to Google it. How many people have died from their own governments? I got a chart here.
Oh.
I mean, it's
millions.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, so
when you stop and think about it.
So if you look at, there's maps, there's graphs, there's all this stuff, you know, but the three main causes by this study, and there's a ton of them. This is under Our World Data. This is an article by ourworlddata.org and under Genocides by Max Roser and Mohammed Nagdi. And when you look at it, it kind of shows out all what happened. And it's interesting that most of these genocides are in either Africa or Asia. Interestingly enough.
Yeah. That's so surprising.
I know. And what they said here is that although the word genocide, it was only...
We have an open line, Travis, or something.
What's going on?
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you.
Although the word genocide was only created in the 20th century, there exist many historic examples of genocide. One of the earliest examples is identified in the destruction of Milos in 1416 BCE by the Athenian army. the Athenians laid siege to a small island in, of the Mythos and so on and so forth. You know, the Mythian government surrendered, at which point the Athenians proceeded to kill all the adult males and enslaved women and children. Yeah, so this goes way back. But what
from the beginning of time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, the mainstream theories of causes can be broadly summarized as fractionalization, grievance, and dehumanization.
We can hear you, Travis.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Dehumanization. This group of theories collectively argues that genocide can be predicted by higher, I don't know how to say this, linguistic or religious fractionalization within a country combined with grievances between groups. The final important dimension is dehumanization of the victim group. Now, does that sound kind of familiar? I mean, white. Everything's,
yep.
Every problem that ever had in white, just kind of like go back to Germany. Jew. Everything was a Jew. Okay.
Yep.
You know, so that's what this whole dehumanization thing is about, is about targeting a group. This theory is associated with the sociologist, Leo Krupper, who conducted some of the earliest studies in this comparative genocide. National crisis is number two. Here, catastrophic events such as war, economic depression, or revolution are triggers for genocide or other types of mass killing. This casualty is motivated by one of two theories, the scapegoat theory and the political opportunity theory. The first theory says that a particular group is identified as the cause of the crisis, and the solution is to eliminate the group. The second theory argues that the crisis creates the opportunity for a group to consolidate power. Does this kind of sound like a playbook we've been hearing about a little lately? And then the third...
It goes on and on with that.
It goes on and on.
Yeah.
And the third in this theory is government power. This theory is largely due to Rudolf Rummel and is referred to as the power principle. Rummel argues that the more power a government has, the more it can arbitrarily, according to the whims and desires of the elite, and the more it will make war on others and murder its foreign and domestic subjects.
Huh.
And the more constrained the power of the government, the less it will aggress on others. It's rocket scientists.
Yeah.
It's like rocket science.
That's hard to
figure
out. Yeah.
Whoa. It's all about climate change. It's all about racism. It's all about the white. That's not trying to divide and conquer things so that they can consolidate power under the auspices of a crisis, is it?
Yeah. They wouldn't do anything to their own people.
And here's the kicker. Even if we're wrong, you're not afraid to even examine that? Anybody with any intellectual honesty would say, maybe we should look at this to see if there's any truth to it.
No.
What is? Maybe there's a responsibility to make sure that we're safe from that because, you know, give up all your guns, give up all your guns. But what's the alternative if we're right? They kill everyone?
Well, not even to question it. I mean, hello,
that's
folks.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
you
point.
Know?
Is that, everyone.
Yeah, you should have, you know, be able to think on your own a little bit.
They don't
bit.
Think. No, they're like... tape
that's
recorders
true.
That have been
yep.
pounded with a philosophical, ideological argument that has no basis in fact other than the people that are pounding it into their heads wanting to take over and get more power.
Right.
It's just insane.
We do have a caller on the line. We've got Troy. Good morning, Troy.
Hey, good morning to all my fellow patriots and fellow sophisticants out there.
Hi.
And long live Carlos Zapata.
Absolutely.
We need more people like him, and we need people to stand up for that man.
I agree.
Anyway, earlier this morning in my hand, I was holding a COVID-19 vaccination registration card. These things really do exist. My niece, who lives in the Bay Area, cannot keep her job unless she has this card. The thing is, there's an underground black market movement to forge these things, and that's what her and a bunch of other people had to do to keep their jobs and not get the vaccination. So this is really happening, folks.
Well,
I saw it from my own eyes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Troy. But there's a way to stop that. Go to I'll pull it up here. It's Brad Dacus's website. It's Solari. You want to go to solari.com, and they have all of them. And I'll post these on my Facebook page. They have all of the documentation that has the legal briefings and case law that goes and tells you why they can't do that legally, and you can sue the crap out of them if they do it. And the government has no power because it's against the Nuremberg Code. I mean, they did this because you can't have an experimental vaccine where you force people to take it, you know, with coercion of, oh, you'll lose your job or, you know, whatever it happens to be. You can't go to school. You can't travel. That's completely illegal under the Nuremberg Code. They're doing it, but they're not following the law unless someone challenges that. They're just getting away with it because people are complying because they're afraid. And that's the truth. So
people don't know what their options are, unfortunately, they will go along. And I'm not saying that the people are bad that's trying to keep their job, but they have to have that information so that they can go and support why they're denying these people that are trying to force it down their throats.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pulling it up right now, and I'll get it posted on my Facebook page. And it's done by, well done, by a bunch of attorneys that understand what they're doing and are actually going after this in court. So, and that's Brad Dacus, and that's the Pacific Justice Institute.
Yeah.
Is part of that, and then but Solari, it's Solari is the other group. It's I'm drawing blanks today. It's Catherine Austin Fitz's his website, and
you guys are a wealth of information. She's from the Bay Area. She was up here last night and this morning. I had her listen to some of your radio shows, and she's all about Republican and not so much that, but just common sense. And what's good for America.
Right.
She's young. She's only 22 years old, so she's one of the few at that age that's got some brains.
Well, we're talking about two different people then, because Catherine Austin Fitz, the one I'm talking about, and I just pulled up the Solari report, is not in her 20s. She's much
older.
Well,
he's talking about the person that from the Bay Area came up.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I misunderstood
that's
what you're saying.
Yeah, separate people.
Well, I don't communicate so well sometimes. So anyway, thank
okay,
you for all you guys
good.
Do. You're a wealth of information. We need more people like you in this country. Good Lord, what is happening? And pray for us all, and pray for Carlos Zapata, man of the year, I say.
Absolutely.
Agree.
All right. Bye. Very good.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling in.
I guess we could go to a break right now, and then we could pull up some other stuff here and get a little more squared
away. All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Are we there?
Here we come.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Texas, oh, from sea to shining sea,
from Detroit down to Houston,
New York to LA,
where there's pride in every American heart,
and it's time we stand and say.
There's a few heads spinning around on their necks right now. How can you not like the message? You know what I'm saying? How can you not like the message? We want freedom, but as long as it's the way we want it to be.
Not really freedom.
Yeah, it's not really freedom, even though government controls everything, and you have to do what you're told, but that's freedom.
As long as I get my check in the mailbox, what's the problem?
It's 1984 doublespeak is what it is. Now, I did post those items, if you will. Actually, it's from the Children's Health Defense.org, and it's a notice for employers, universities, and other institutions mandating COVID-19 vaccines. This is dated April 26, 2021. This serves as a notice that the requirement for any individual to be vaccinated against COVID-19 for employment or participation at a university or other institution violates federal law. All COVID-19 vaccines are merely authorized, not approved or licensed by the federal government. They are emergency use authorization only. They merely may be effective, and the federal law states, Title 21, USC, Section 360BBB-3E1A2-1-3 of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act states, individuals whom the product is administered are informed. Individuals to whom the product is administered are informed that the secretary has authorized the emergency use of the product. That's one. Number two, of the significant known and potential benefits and risks of such use, and of the extent to which such benefits and risks are unknown. And three, of the option to accept or refuse administration of the product, of the consequence, if any, of refusing administration of this product, and of the alternatives to this product are available and their benefits and risks. All right. Now, this is not speculation. Okay. There's some very good stuff here and very well briefed. And it is an Emergency Powers Act, which means that it's a voluntary thing. It's not, it's not mandatory. And they're trying to make it mandatory. And this goes against the Nuremberg Code. This is what they do, what they did in Germany. This is why they killed those guys at the trials in Nuremberg. They were doing experimental procedures on people without their authorization. They were coerced into it. They weren't aware of all of the benefits or adverse reactions that could happen.
Huh, kind of sounds familiar. I'm just saying.
They said they would never, ever have this again because this is what the Nazis did to the Jews. Okay. So I'm posting this stuff, and you can go on.
And I think people are waking up more and more because, you know, a lot of people aren't going and getting their vaccines like they were, you know, in the beginning. People are all gung-ho about it, and then, have you realized something else is going on here? There's something else that they're trying to do,
right?
You know?
And I've got the forms all here and the vaccinations and you know, so, you know, and they cite the website, VAERS, the adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine, and I'll post this as well.
And they got Q&A, you know, questions and answers on there and stuff too that kind of helps you maybe cipher some of the information, you know.
And again, this is something that, you know, if you give your informed consent, that's one thing. But if they're saying if you don't do this or you're going to get fired, that's illegal. Okay. And so these are, let's see if
I've we've seen this time and time again, you know, with stuff. Oh, I'm getting the signal we do have a caller. We'll go to Stephen King. Are you there?
One more time.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello there. Hi. I was listening to Terry earlier, and I listen to you guys once in a while on the weekend. And I wanted to ask something and get into some reality. And I'm wondering, where is the state of Jefferson?
Well, you'll have to ask the state of Jefferson at this point, but, you know, basically it's on hold, I would imagine, because you can't get it through, you know, the state government right now because it's controlled by the Democrats and at the same level at the federal level. And that's the process to do a legal formation. So I would say it's probably on hold at this point.
So really, the state of Jefferson is not really a fan.
Well, according to you, but
I didn't hear everything you said.
And I didn't get it all, but yeah.
Yeah.
So
it is still reality, and there is.
We can't hear.
I can't We can't understand a thing that you're saying at all. You're breaking up.
7,591 words in the Constitution. Where does it say Bible, God, Jesus?
I guess the part about you know, these rights were given to us. These are unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. I guess the Creator is just some think. Then you know, you just call it the Creator instead of God, right? Huh? I
can understand.
We're gonna you're going to either have to call back
or something because you're breaking up. So
we are endowed, we are endowed by our Creator with unalienable rights. I guess that's not a mention, right? You should go back and look at all of the papers, all of the Federalist papers, all the guys that signed the Constitution, all of the, you know, the Federalist papers show the intent, you know, the Declaration of Independence. You're
out
of touch.
And I'm not sure where we're going. We're talking to the state of Jefferson, then we're talking the Constitution, and what?
Well, that's the problem. All right, so let's go to some other issues.
Well, before we do, I just want to give a shout out to the Boy Scouts that put the flags along Market Street. That was Troop 37, and on Hilltop it was Troop 125. Looks awesome. I was surprised that there were so many flags out.
Yeah, no, it looks really good. I like
It's really cool.
You know, it's just so you know, and the listeners know, it's on Market Street by Troop 37.
And Hilltop 125.
125, yep.
Right. You got it. Good. Yeah, that's awesome to still see that that's happening. So I just wanted to get that out there for them guys.
I just think it's funny.
What are we thinking is funny?
Just the whole thing. It's like whatever you can do to tear anything down. I mean, it's like saying the state of Jefferson. It's like saying West Virginia is you know, there's no legal process in there as, you know, there's North and South Dakota, West Virginia, North and South Carolina.
Yeah, and Jefferson's not going away. And if you want to know information, why don't you do your own homework? And get in contact with the people that are leading the movement.
It's not about getting information. It's about trying to discredit whatever they can. That's all this is about.
Yeah.
That's what the Carlos Zapata thing's about. If they can tie and discredit you, they're going to tie you to the movement. They're going to tie you to who, you know, it's all about discrediting the messenger instead of the message.
It's about lying.
Well, take your pick. Okay, let's
go. All right, we go to Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
I would like to participate in the discussion of this thing they're calling a vaccine, which is not a vaccine.
Right.
Okay.
I have researched every doctor out there speaking out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, even the man who invented the mRNA technology says this has to stop now. They stopped the swine flu vaccine with less than 50 deaths. There's over 6,100 on the VAERS report, which is linked right to the CDC. The reactions, it's unbelievable how many bad reactions there are to this.
Yeah, they're supposed to give the disclosure of that, and they're not doing it.
Correct. Apparently, this is going to be a mass depopulation event, and by fall, you're going to see it right in your face.
Well, I hope that's not true. I've seen references to that, and to, you know, Bill Gates has talked about you know, eugenics and all this stuff. I hope that you're wrong.
I'm not the one saying it. The doctors are.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they are wrong. I agree with what Mark is saying.
I want to tell you what I've been doing. I've been sending these videos with messages to the Shasta County Health Department for over a month now. To stop this now, how long are you going to remain silent on this? It's a bioweapon shot.
And the response has been what?
One of those little pre-typed up canned responses that they send you back on Messenger. Oh, we'll look into this. No, they're not looking into any of it.
Well,
they're
because
they have no desire to.
Well, the thing is that they're going lockstep with whoever, you know, with their masters, basically, who's paying their checks. And you know, or it's just like, you know, the virus coming out of China. You know, could that be a biological weapon for China? If you don't think that that's a possibility, you're a moron. You know, I mean, because these guys don't have anybody's best interests in mind but their own. You know, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, all these guys. Fauci's, you know, been found to be lying about, you know, funding the virus, found out to be lying about the, you know, the research and what it entailed. I mean, so you can't trust these guys at all. So I don't put down, I take what you're saying with a grain of salt, but I also don't discount it because I think these guys are really screwed up.
The Nuremberg trials are starting already for just the nasal swab, what that is all about already. I have told Shasta County this is going to reach right down to you. For the Nuremberg trials, they're going to go after everybody that's putting out this bioweapon shot, what they are doing. It's criminal what they're doing.
I agree. I agree because...
But, you know, everybody has free will. You could have researched it for yourself instead of running right out and getting that bioweapon shot.
Yep.
It's horrendous what's coming.
Well, yeah. Just the whole thing and the way it was implemented, the whole nine yards, the way that this emergency declaration has continued on and on and on, you know, and they're using that and they've weaponized it basically to grab more power. I mean, you know, when you look at the thing as a whole, with some common sense and maybe a little research, it starts to get disturbing.
Yeah, 1 year ago I sent Shasta County the thing from the CDC that said, do you realize that only 6% of all your reported deaths from COVID-19 were actually from COVID-19? All the rest were just comorbidities that they were going to die anyway, and they totally agreed.
Yeah.
So they've been keeping us in lockdown over these minuscule actual deaths from COVID to put people in so much fear that they would run out and get the vaccine. It's pathetic.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway,
I just hope that a lot of people don't get caught in it more.
Well, we have to go. Yeah. We got another caller. We got to go to him. Thanks, Susan. We appreciate it. All right,
we've got Rich.
Stones of Iron or...
I'm not sure. What you got, Rich?
Oh, do you guys need to go to a break first? I'll wait.
No, I think we're good.
We got a minute or so, and if you want to hold on to.
We got like 10 minutes. We're good.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Rich.
So a couple of things. If I may very, very humbly make a suggestion, Lori and I are probably the two most researched on the vaccine issues in this county. But here's what's more important. She and I can give you intimate knowledge of our county health department and their malfeasance and their criminality in this county. And if anybody wants, you know, I don't know, I'm just suggesting maybe a half hour or something.
Sure.
But
anytime.
We can blow
give
this
me
out
a
of
call.
The water in Shasta County.
Yeah,
and
that'd be
anytime.
Yeah,
give me a call.
Give Linda a call there at 221-0101. Anytime, leave a message, and she'll get back to you, and we'll line you up on the schedule. We don't have any problems.
Or you probably have my cell, so you can give me a call on the, give me a call.
Okay, so second issue, last night at the fairgrounds
was awesome.
Was good. The helicopter and the banner came out. It was good. People saw that. Came up to the table, says, what's going on here? So we had a rush at the tables after that. It went very well. Tonight at the Civic, we've got lots of good volunteers already signing up, and they're still trickling in this morning. We're going to kill it out there tonight. For the socialists listening, I'm not being literal. And it's going to be great. The helicopter will be up again tonight, and we're going to do very well tonight. I absolutely have a good feeling about tonight. So thank you, everybody, for supporting Recall Shasta.
Absolutely.
All right,
thanks.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Rich. Last night was great, and I think tonight will be better. I think we're actually gathering more steam than the other side would like to know.
Well, they don't want to give credit for anything.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just saying that the longer this goes on, more people are getting the education, getting the information, and they're really getting fired up out there about what's going on when we talk to them. So,
all right, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Rich.
You bet. So that's always nice.
And they got the helicopter towing the Rico.
Oh yeah, that was
banner.
Great last night.
That was
night.
Awesome. Yeah, there's
yeah,
some
he
stuff.
Kept going around and he got lower and lower. It was really cool. It was like, you couldn't miss it. You know, we'd people walk by and you say, hey, have you heard about Shasta Recall? And they go, yep, sure have.
Well,
would you like more information? You know, so it was great.
Well, you know, and they've tried to discredit this thing every step of the way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with every way possible, which is all they do. All they do is call names. They, you know, all they do is try to discredit you with whatever it is, global warming, climate change, racism, you know, anyway. And the Board of Supervisors, which is very interesting, have teamed up with these same guys to discredit the recall. And how do you even, you know, process that?
Yeah.
These guys all say they're, you know, Republican conservatives, but their supporters are all leftist, Marxist, socialist, you know, BLM. The guy that's speaking up there, holding up the sign, you know, he's up at the riots up in the it's documented on the Seattle paper. He's up there in the riots holding arm and arm and arm at the chop zone.
Yeah, they try to connect all the bad with the recall.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what happens in the community, if it's bad, somehow the recall's behind it.
Well, that's my point with Carlos. Carlos is his own man. Carlos,
we all are, yeah.
We all are, you know, and so if Carlos does something because he's a part of the Red, White, and Blue Project, somehow that completely negates any legitimate concern you had over on the recall.
Yeah.
And he's not even a part of the recall.
Right, exactly. And if the other person, Nathan, is out there doing bad things, that's okay. We just kind of skip over that piece.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You know, I mean,
But we're gathering steam whether they like it or not, you know?
And they have all their talking points and all their little things. You don't believe that Trump, you know, you don't believe in elections, right? You don't, you know, the Trump.
No election fraud going on here.
But you say, well, how come we send 100 lawyers out to stop the election audit in Arizona? Which is the difference between just a recount. See, a recount's completely different than an audit of the actual ballots.
Right.
You know, and they've already wrapped that up and we'll see what the results are one way or the other. But I have a hard time thinking that Joe Biden won. When I see pictures of 300,000 people, you know, filling a stadium, this is yesterday, okay, and then Biden is showing up and there's like 10 guys out there by the airport. I mean, how do you reconcile that? Oh, everybody.
Well, they don't show it at all on TV. On the mainstream media, well, you know, they totally block it out for people.
Well, I'm looking at, and I, you know, I look at a lot of different news sources here, and, you know, and by the way, whatever, no matter what everybody thinks, I don't watch Fox News hardly at all. I'll catch a few things here and there, but just because I'm keeping up, but I don't depend on them to give me the news. They're channeling a narrative as well. It's all Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. When are we going to start talking about some of the real problems here? When are we going to talk about some of the malfeasance of Joe Biden and Joe Biden's son's, you know, bribery from China? I mean, I know there's been some. Okay, so I'm looking at this.
Yeah, why doesn't that, you know, that stuff usually goes in the background. They try to keep pushing it away and focusing on Trump.
Why the censorship from all the platforms right before the election?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm looking at this. So over 298,000 Americans are watching the Trump rally in Sarasota, Florida on Saturday night. 298,000 viewers. Okay. The update was 330. Update, 375,000. You know.
It's growing.
That's watching on the live stream, not counting the people that are there filling up the stadium, you know. And what does Joe get? I mean, they had to take out the live.
You
the
notice
like
they
button.
Never pan the crowd when Joe's there. They just focus on Joe because there's nobody in the crowd.
It doesn't reconcile with common sense. Is Joe Biden the most popular president in history? That doesn't reconcile with the vote tally. But I guess we'll see. But they're threatened by anybody who questions anything that doesn't agree with their narrative, you know. So with that, I mean, you know, we want to talk about this voting fraud. And, you know, I want to talk about a little bit this Vitatis Throckmorton, you know, United States versus Throckmorton. Have you got something before we go
no,
there?
No, go ahead.
And basically, what this did was a court decree that was setting aside and declaring to be null and void a confirmation of fraud. Anything that has to do with the fraud. I mean, and, you know, this, it's fraud, Vitatis everything. The Endurium opinion was the crux of the landmark decision handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court, you know, and basically said that, that the outcome of the, of anything, if you find out the other party to the contract basically is criminal, overwhelmingly criminal, it nulls and voids it. So,
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there, but you can't even bring that up because you're some kind of a nut job because you don't think that Biden, won. And if he won, okay, fine. But
legally, if he won,
if there's fraud and criminality,
yeah, that's a whole
okay.
Other thing. Yeah.
It's insane. Insane. So.
But there's other people that are starting to look at it, other states, meaning, that are starting to look at their elections and go on it.
Funny how that's kind of working, you know, is that...
Maybe we had a question just a little bit.
I know we were at 13, and last I heard it might be as many as 20 states are looking at doing a forensic audit, which is where you actually go in and not only count the votes, but you check to see if the ballots are valid, because some of the ballots might not be valid. Some of the ballots.
You mean they might have changed?
Well, they you know, we've seen pictures.
Yeah.
We've seen video of these guys using the same ballots over and over and running them through the machine. We've seen the fraud with our own eyes, but we're just supposed to go, oh, that's okay.
It doesn't happen.
You know, and then you've got a guy with dementia, at the very least, probably Alzheimer's or something.
I don't know what you call
it. I mean, you know, all you got to do is watch a few of his speeches and you go, there's something wrong with that boy.
There's something wrong with that boy, yeah.
You know, it's insane. So, we're at a real dangerous time in our history right now because...
Well, it's going to be interesting when they get it all done, like in Arizona and stuff.
Well, it's pretty much done.
And when we get the results.
Right. The results is the issue.
Yeah.
They're talking about August, early August for the results.
And how that could really change everything.
Well, here's the thing. Let's say that that you can't get any justice in the courts. Let's say you can't get any justice going to the government. Do you think that the American people are going to accept the fact if they find that it's a bunch of criminal fraud in there that Joe Biden and is our president and soon to be replaced by, I want to say what I was going to say, but I better say something else. Guatemala Kamala.
Wow.
You know, Calamity Harris, you know.
And it'll be interesting when the results come out and if it's like we think it's going to be. How far do they walk this back or what happens then?
But that's what I'm saying. If the people... find out that the whole thing's fraudulent?
Yeah.
Are they going to – you think that they're – see, this is what they're afraid of. That's why they're building up the insurrection. Oh, the insurrection. It's the most terrible thing that ever happened in the history of the country. Yes, one person got shot by a Capitol Police officer who I've heard now was the bodyguard of Pence, which makes me feel much more comfortable.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so, one person gets shot. There's no guns. Infiltrated by the FBI now is what I'm hearing. You know, they caused it. They let them open.
They opened the doors.
They set them up. Okay.
Yeah.
But let's say that that's all not true. But let's just ignore the last year and a half of people burning Seattle, Detroit, Chicago,
Portland,
San Francisco. Let's just forget.
Whoa. That sounded like
he was hitting the table.
Sounded like a horn.
But the people that want to actually have justice and correct the fraud are somehow the real problem.
Yeah, we're the bad people.
We're the bad guys because we want to follow the law and have equal justice.
Yeah.
You see, but that's what they're afraid of more than anything. That's why they're pushing this narrative, you know, and that's why they're pushing this defund the police because they want a federal police force. They don't want local police and sheriffs responsible to the people that elect them locally. They want a national police force controlled by the federal government. That's what they're pushing for.
That's what they want, But after they, if they ever got it, they wouldn't want it.
And they lie. They lie.
They're going to be screaming. They're going to be the first ones to scream. I'm just saying.
They got billboards all over the place to fund the police. We could come up with 1,000 clips to fund the police. And now that the whole thing's going to crap because the crime problem's going through the roof and people are going, hey, wait a minute. You know, we can't take responsibility for that.
Right.
It's the Republicans' fault. In fact, it's Trump's fault.
It's everybody else's fault. With that,
talk about a disconnect.
There, we are going to get disconnected here because we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Mind Radio. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead. So we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Well, it's the 4th of July, the 245th birthday of this country, celebrating independence from Great Britain. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says Americans have reason to celebrate this year.
I'm fairly upbeat, given, of course, a time of some reflection over the last year, but I believe that we're heading in a good direction.
McGinnis spoke with the Salem Radio Network. After a year lost to the coronavirus, New York City's well-known 4th of July traditions are back. The regular Macy's 4th of July fireworks show will take place over the East River. Nathan's famous July 4th hot dog eating contest is on as well. Here in the nation's capital, there will be the regular big fireworks show downtown over the National Mall. However, no large crowds to see it. France continues to remind retailers about doing business with China.
French prosecutors have opened an investigation into alleged involvement in crimes against humanity based on claims that global retailers rely on forced labor in China. Human rights groups filed a legal complaint that includes accusations against retailers including Uniqlo and the makers of Skechers shoes and Zara clothes. The rights groups say the companies are benefiting from a Chinese system of repression against Uyghur and other Muslim minorities in the Xinjiang region. Keith Peters reporting.
Demolition workers preparing to bring down what is left of the partially collapsed condo building in South Florida that the governor warns is tottering and faces a heightened risk of failure because of an approaching storm. Officials suspended rescue operations yesterday, letting workers begin to place explosive charges on the building. And a three-story apartment complex elsewhere in South Florida has been evacuated after structural problems are found. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Chicago is on the verge of having a fully elected school board for the first time in its history.
After decades of organizing by parents, activists, and unions, a proposal awaits Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature to phase out a seven-member board of mayoral appointees for an elected panel triple the size by 2027. And with the shift, Chicago, with a student population of some 350,000, along with an $8 billion budget, would join most American cities in having an elected board. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Two astronauts made the first spacewalk outside China's new orbiting station to set up cameras and other equipment. Using a 50-foot-long robotic arm today, Louis Bo Ming and Tang Hongbo were shown on state TV climbing out of the airlock as Earth rolled past below them. The astronauts arrived June 17th for a three-month-long mission aboard the Chinese orbiter. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Los Angeles City Council has passed a sweeping anti-camping measure.
The measure will severely limit widespread homeless encampments that have become an eyesore across the city and was billed as a humane way to get people off streets and restore access to public spaces in the city with the nation's second largest homeless population. It wouldn't be enforced until someone has turned down shelter. It requires a second vote later this month. Homeless advocates say there aren't enough beds to house the homeless, and it will be impossible for people on the street to comply. John Scott reporting.
Well, today is the birthday of the United States, but it's also specifically the birthday of some celebrity people, maybe even you. Actress Eva St. Marie is 97 years old today. R&B musician Ralph Johnson of Earth, Wind, and Fire is celebrating his 70th birthday today. International Tennis Hall of Famer Pam Shriver is 59. Malia Obama, 23. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Songs that like puts tears in my eyes.
Yeah,
it really does.
I'm back here just.
It's the best. Yep. I mean, that's one of the best. So, you know, again, the bomb throwers. Everybody's an extremist, but define extremist. Let's see. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in the limited government. You know, I believe in my rights, my constitutional mm-hmm. rights. I believe in fairness. I believe in equality. I believe equal protection under the law. I don't believe in racism. I don't believe in violence. But I believe in defending myself. You know, I mean, what is your definition of extremist? You know, these guys throw these words around and call people names like they don't mean anything. Like they're the only thing it means. It's just a way of labeling you, which is the exact opposite of what they say they're for. I mean, they say they're for not labeling people, and they label you.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
You know, they say that
whatever that they're accusing us of or other people of, that's exactly what they're doing.
They say you're racist.
And there's a racist.
Why they're talking about how white you are.
Yeah, how bad you are because we're white.
They're talking about the color of your skin while they call you a racist. It's the exact definition of racism. These people, that is why I don't care to engage with them on a debate. All they want to do is try to figure out a way to get you mad so that they can discredit you. Right. That's all it is. It's really freaking simple. So I choose not to engage with these guys at this point because it's not going to be about finding or a truth-seeking mission. That's my whole point. I'm out here trying to seek truth, period, across the board. Okay? That's not what they're trying to do.
They're just trying to smear people.
They're trying to smear people and throw bombs and call you names and tell you, you know, that you're all screwed up for whatever reason. The founding fathers all owned slaves. You know something? I'm so sick of that argument because, you know, the biggest first slave owner in America was black. Look it up.
Your history.
It has nothing to do with that. These dynamic men risked everything they had with little to gain except death and hanging and loss of all of their property. Which they did. It was the most brave thing that you've ever seen or heard about in the history of the world to say finally, men are created equal and they are endowed by their creator with certain rights. Okay, and that we the people should control the government, not the other way around.
Exactly.
Now that's dynamic. You can't, you know, we're all created equal. How do you beat that? No other country ever did that before. You think this whole change thing was just going to be an overnight thing where, oh, we're going to just click slavery off like a freaking light switch and everybody's going to be happy and free and everything that Karl Marx said was good.
And they didn't say anything about skin color. I'm sorry, but they didn't mention color at all.
Well, they knew it was going to be a transition.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not stupid. You know, sure they own slaves, but, you know, at the same time, everybody owns slaves. Yeah, how do you get rid of that?
People had slaves. It wasn't just...
Let's take an example.
Set of people that were slaves.
Let's take an example of cars. Let's get rid of all cars because of climate change. We got to get rid of all the cars because it's killing the planet. Get rid of the oil. Okay, how easy is that? How's that working out for you? How easy is that? That's pretty entrenched. And it's not going to be solved by government. It's going to be solved by somebody coming up with a widget that solves the problem or a concept or an idea. And that's going to be in the private sector. It's not going to be from some government agency. Joe Biden is going to come down with some edict that solves all this crap? Are you you're delusional?
He couldn't solve anything.
He's
not. I'm just saying he couldn't solve anything.
And their answer is the guy that's been on the government tit for the last 50 years has never held a job is somehow this oracle that's going to solve all our problems and the Democrats. And you look at the Democrats. Look at what they're doing across the board. Come on. I mean, let's see. We've got so many examples of stupidity, and it's not just the Democrats.
I was going to say it's not limited to Democrats.
There's a whole bunch of Republicans that fall right in there.
Yep. It's politicians.
They're drinking the Kool-Aid too.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Mitt Romney, he's a Republican. He said this too. He agreed with the Democrats. That's your assumption is so mind-bogglingly stupid that Mitt Romney's a Republican. He's got an R in front of his name, but he don't vote Republican.
Yeah, you got to look at their voting records and stuff. It doesn't matter whether they have an R or D.
And you got
really?
You got Beetlejuice there in Chicago, who's a freaking train wreck. I mean, It's like you can't even make that crap up. She's up there blaming Trump for the violent crime. I'm looking at the article right now. She is blaming Trump for the violent crime in her city. Her city racks up more murders in one weekend than most cities do in a year. And this has been going on for as long as she's been in office, since the pandemic, the lockdowns. Things have gotten worse. And yet in a recent interview, she says, it's incredibly gratifying to have a partner in the White House who understands the appropriate and unique role that the federal government has to play in public safety at the local level.
Wow.
For 4 years, we were ignored over and over again, Lightfoot said about Chicago, as Chicago's crime surge during her Friday evening briefing, which came up after the meeting of the Chicago City Council that was spurned by Newsmax questioning 1 week ago. I started raising these issues from the moment that I became mayor.
And look how well it worked for you.
We need more help from our federal partners. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
And then she goes on to blame this is Trump. Trump's fault.
Well, of course. Everything's Trump's fault.
Yeah.
No matter what happens.
Orange man,
or when.
Orange man bad. Now, let's say that you believe Orange Man's bad. Then wouldn't you think that less power in the hands of these governments and more power distributed among the people that have their own best interest in mind would be a better check and balance?
Well, you would think, but that's logical.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I blew up.
Yeah, you can't be logical with these people. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Sorry, I was ranting.
I know, Mark. You need to go to a spa and relax.
I know. I'm so violent when I rant too. I start to sweat.
No, you're a teddy bear. You're just passionate. That's all. So yeah, I think when Beetlejuice said she has a partner in the White House, she's probably talking about Kamala Harris. But yeah, and I agree with you that not to have a so-called debate with some of these far left-wing liberals. Because their playbook is to circumvent and distract from the
right. You ask them any question, they never answer the question. They just go on to, well, how do you solve climate change? Well, the seas are coming up and they're rising and everything's going to go to shit everything's going bad we're all going to die. And you go, how do you solve it?
It doesn't matter because we're all going to die.
Talk about, well, there's inflation rising. Well, it was Reagan's fault. They'll just circumvent to some topic that they can't focus and have a serious debate.
Right.
So I do understand why you don't want to debate that certain person. But I was listening to you guys talk about the Maricopa County deal, and I've been following this pretty closely. There's a bunch of factors that are not being told in the mainstream media, and these morons, these brain-dead idiots, it's so frustrating. Okay, now, the one thing they say, oh, there's no chain of custody. No, there is. When they got subpoenaed to bring those ballots in to the Veterans Center in Phoenix, from that point forward, it has been chain of custody has been tighter than you could imagine. When those ballots go from the cage to whoever is bringing those ballots to the floor, they sign those ballots out. When they bring them to the person on the floor, they sign them over again. I mean, there's 24-hour video surveillance on this place, folks. There is nothing more. The chain of custody here is pristine. It's before, and these liberals, you know, the chain of custody was sacrificed during the election, and of course, you know, the liberals know that. And when we say, "Oh, there was no chain of custody," they just turn around and say the same thing against the people doing this. Okay, now. What, the other thing is they go, oh, well, how undemocratic for you to question our election integrity. Hillary Clinton from 2016 ran around for years going, oh, this election was stolen. Am I wrong?
You're not supposed to remember those things, Jimmy.
When I voted for him, we're like, oh, yeah, you know, it was stolen. Okay, now, folks, Another thing that's a misnomer is the cyber ninjas that are doing the routers and the Dominion stuff.
Right.
They go, oh, these guys aren't qualified. Really? The guy that is heading the cyber ninja, this guy has worked for NASA. He has been called to Congress to testify on other cases. This guy is a juggernaut. I mean, there is no way you can tell me or anybody else that these guys aren't qualified. They're more qualified than anybody in the United States. Okay, and another thing is, now they have finished their hand recount in Arizona. Mm-hmm. Now, from what I've been told through pretty, from people that are pretty legitimate, is that they're going to take all the ballots that are in question, like the ones that look like they're Xerox copied,
right.
The ones that don't have folds in them.
Right. Not
so,
the right
yeah,
paper.
How are you going to vote if you don't put your ballot in an envelope? They're
right.
going to take all those, and they're going to do the canvas. They're going to take those questionable ballots, and they're going to go to the addresses and double-check them. And this is where Joe Biden's DOJ is flipping out, because they sent a letter to Karen Fann and the Arizona State Senate saying, oh, if you do this canvas, you know, we're going to come in and arrest people. And I'm sure you know this, Mark, but the Senate kindly replied saying, if you do that, we're going to have you in our Arizona jail.
Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, the DOJ's flipping out. Biden's DOJ. This whole thing is a doo-doo storm. And we're going to see what's happening, going to happen. And, yes, I agree with you, too. What if, maybe the election wasn't stolen, okay? Okay, let's say that. But if it was...
If they prove that it was...
Exactly.
Now
what's going to happen? You can't... A gold medal swimmer, right, if he gets a gold medal and they find out he cheated, they don't let him keep his gold medal.
Right.
That's... I mean, how could you keep a president in the White House that cheated? There's no way.
Well, and if they show overwhelming... It's not just a matter of cheated a little... If it's shown that it's overwhelmingly fraud or fraudulent, that's a problem. That's a real problem, because it doesn't matter who's in power at that point. The American people are not going to accept Beijing Joe as their president.
No, exactly. So,
and that's why they keep talking about it.
It's kind of funny, because even a lot of Trump supporters are like, well, if they prove it, Trump isn't going to get reinstated. And I have to disagree. Because I don't know if it's going to go to the Supreme Court or what's going to happen, but that cannot stand.
Well, because even if it goes
that badly,
even
or
if
at all,
even if it goes to the Supreme Court and they rule against us, should we accept the fact that it's fraudulent? See, that's what this comes down to.
Yeah, so we are in for a wild ride, folks.
And these guys, they won't, and of course, anything that comes in, oh, they made it up, oh, they, you know, it's not, it's they cheated, it's going to be constant.
And how long is this going to take for it to get to the Supreme Court?
Or, what mainstream does is what they've done for the longest time, is they just black out anything they don't want you to hear.
Well,
they
yeah.
censored the president before the election. They censored the whole Biden son laptop thing. They censor anything that they don't want to hear. That is the hallmark of a regime that's taking over and the people's rights.
So then,
exactly.
Then one of the questions is, if it is fraudulent and everything, do they just remove the president? Do they remove president,
no,
vice
the whole,
president?
The whole election.
The whole thing? Does everybody get walked
well,
back?
Well, then they'll probably have to audit every single election. It's a problem. I mean,
the whole cabinet should be removed.
They should, yes.
And all of his executive orders should be
rescinded.
Yeah.
Now, one more. I don't know how much time we have before.
You're good.
You got plenty.
Okay, so have you guys heard about Mike Lindell?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, you know, another faction of this whole quandary is he's having a symposium. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, a symposium.
Yeah.
Yeah, on August 11th. And he's saying that he has definite ironclad proof that China
rigged it?
Infiltrated our election system.
Yeah, rigged it. I mean,
rigged it, and he has himself reserved hundreds of hotel rooms in the city that he's going to have it in, just to make sure that people have a place to go. Now, he says it is ironclad, and that's another thing I'm very interested in seeing. So, and I forgot what he called it. He said it's ironclad proof. You can't erase it. You can't hide it or anything, the proof that he has.
Well,
I forgot what he called it. I didn't write it down.
Well,
I forgot what he called it.
You know, I'm looking at another article here, and on Saturday, State Senator Wendy Rogers from Arizona and State Senator Sonny Borelli retweeted on what we might expect from the audit team. And what they retweeted was, the audit will show significant discrepancies between the ballots audited and the original ballot count. Now, these guys are the senators. You got to kind of say, hey, maybe there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, and I also heard the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors has lawyered up with criminal lawyers.
Well, you know, that's the thing.
Have.
See, that's why they fight this so much, is because if they're all guilty of this election fraud, or the people that participated in them, there's some people going to go to jail.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they didn't hire election lawyers. They hired criminal defense lawyers. And they're very high-profile lawyers also. They did the... I should have wrote that down too, but they are very high profile, very expensive lawyers. And if you don't do that, if there's nothing wrong.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, great show as usual, guys.
Thanks
for calling in and giving us some of the update and information on Arizona. We appreciate it.
Happy 4th.
Hey, and it's coming to a state near you, like Georgia too.
Yep.
Well,
that's it is.
Soon.
Yeah.
All right, guys, bye. So,
okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So. Yeah, it's very interesting what's going on with that, and where's it going to go, and how's it, you know,
how does it
time
play
frame,
out?
And how's it going to play out, you know?
If they don't find nothing, then okay, well, let's move on. Okay, but if they find significant voter fraud, and we already know that 13 other states have gone in to look at how they've done the process, at least 13, it might be as high as 20. Now, if especially the swing states.
Yeah.
So,
and you're going to wonder on the time frame of it. You know, that's why I was asking, like, the Supreme Court, how long is it going to draw out for? And how does that play into different things that is going on with the government? Just a question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Crazy days indeed. So,
well, we have Terry, but we'll take Terry after the break because we're pretty close to break time. And then we got four minutes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning. Couple things. One is our Board of Supervisors, three of them, Comente, Rickert, and Modi, lawyered up.
Oh,
they
really?
Lawyered up.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
When did that
happen?
You
didn't notice they lawyered up? They've had a lawyer. Yeah. So why did they lawyer up, number one? Number two, did Jimmy say when this event was going to take place?
As far as the results of the audit?
I think are you talking about Mike Lindell?
Yeah, talking about Mike. So he didn't say.
Well, we'll look it up and see if we can find it.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
I'll see if I
can. Okay, that'd be good. And then the other thing is, too, is if, in fact, Biden is found to be, well, we all know he is a fraud. We all know that that's all fraudulent. We all know that. Really and truly.
Instinctively, you know, and you know it instinctively, Terry, just by looking it around with common sense.
Well, the question is that what happens with any legislation, good or bad?
I don't know.
Is all legislation now null and void? Is everything that's happened null and void?
Good question.
Does it have anything to do with any of the elections for Congress? I mean, I don't know enough to know the answer to that, but I'd sure like to find the answer out about it
I don't know if anybody knows the answer to that question, Terry, because I don't think this has ever happened in this magnitude before.
Well, I don't. It depends on the jurisdiction. I mean, if maybe they would take all the legislation through and have like a barnstorming legislation deal, because, you know, even if the president, if our real president, Donald Trump, comes back in, maybe he would have to go through all that stuff, but it's going to be interesting. I don't know that. I think that both sides will try to drag this out as long as they can, only because of those questions, and it being really something that's, I mean, what would be actually legal and hold up now if, in fact, the election was rigged, which we know it was. You know, somebody needs to start answering that question. Some people that are a lot smarter than all of us.
Well, I imagine it's
start answering that question.
I think it's going to go into the court system for sure. And then, I mean, I'm seeing this Throckmorton versus the United States Supreme Court decision, 1878, which emphatically states that fraud, basically gets rid of everything. And that means the whole thing is overturned. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. And to answer your question,
yeah.
I think it's August 11th. For the symposium.
Okay.
Is the information that I'm getting.
Okay, well that's, man, I hope that thing is somehow, I don't know, somehow broadcasted so that everyone can really get on it. Because, again, it's the type of thing where this stuff is crazy. I mean, we have allowed it as the American people. We've allowed this fraudulent insanity. Mm-hmm. To continue. I'm amazed. It's just, we've got to stop it now. And Mark, you hit the nail on the head. 300 people at most would show up for Biden, usually 10. And Trump gets, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands live and thousands and thousands and thousands watching a stream and thousands and thousands and thousands, you know, watching whatever happens with him and thousands voting for him. I mean, really and truly, how in the hell do the American people swallow this any longer?
Well, I don't think they are.
I think they're pretty well done.
I think they're waking up because I think they've known, you know, it's becoming pretty apparent that the mainstream media, which has been controlling the narrative, has been lying to them. And people are waking up to that fact. This Fauci and the masks and all that was kind of a big deal for everybody. And this whole lockdown thing and questioning and all of that, I think that's why we're, you know, it's a little bit about timing. I mean, look what has happened in Shasta County and how many people have mobilized that are under understanding the issues now as opposed to even 2 years ago.
Yeah, you know, I think that's true. Again, it's the type of thing where I'm just amazed that everything hasn't just turned yet. And the other thing is locally, you know, as you guys have stated, there's so much importance there. It's sort of like, you know, our vote needs to count, but just because we drop a ballot in a box, it doesn't turn everything into magic. We have to make sure that we, as with the Constitution, that we actually enforce all of this. Because without it, the Constitution is just a piece of paper, as is our ballots.
That is great. And with that, we're going to have to go to a break, Terry. If you want to stay on the line, we'll pick it up on the other side. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Look, Staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our 4th of July special. The new Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $8.99. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
All the talking heads on TV, they selling their lives, saying their way is better for living my life. And I'm fed up of them set up all high on that hill. They don't give a damn about a common man. Hell, they never will. So say what you want to about the things I hold true and the fabric that makes up this red, white, and blue. 'Cause I'll fight for my country till the day that I'm done. Still got my God and I still got my gun. I was raised up to stand up for what I thought.
There you go. I haven't heard that one. That's good.
He's pretty good. Aaron Liz pretty good.
Yeah, pretty
it's
good.
All over the board. I guess we have Morton on the line.
There you go.
Good morning, Morton.
Are you there, Mort?
Hello.
Mort, are you there? Well, I guess we're...
Maybe call back in if you're... Oh.
You gotta really... I can't hear.
Oh.
Okay, well...
Okay, I can hear you now. Am I on the radio?
You are.
Okay. Hey, our founders had all men are created equal. Point was not that we are all equal physically, but it was a thumb in the eye of King George III because he thought he was divine. And so we had, for centuries, we had the divine right of kings. And so our founders are saying he is not divine, and all of these elitists think they are divine, and that's our problem. And so that's what they're trying, equal in the eyes of our creator. Thank you.
Thanks, Morton.
All right. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
That's a good point because, you know, prior to the Constitution, it was, Rex Lex, which is Latin for the law is king. The king is the law. And that would mean that all power and law rested in the king. So if he didn't like you this week, he takes all your land, property, throws you out on the street, and then Next week, if you're in favor, then and that's kind of
he may give it back, maybe not,
or he kills you. You know, that's the whole thing. So when that was reversed into Lex Rex, which is the law is king, which is what we are operating under in the United States for the Constitution, is that everybody is subject to the law equally. That's why we're having such discrepancies right now, and is that they're not following that law rule anymore. I mean, the Clintons can do anything they want,
exactly.
You know?
And the
Bidens can do anything they want. You know, Trump, sneezes on the sidewalk, and they're trying to press criminal charges. You know, it's like in the chat room earlier. Read the Mueller report. Well, the Mueller report was so discredited, he didn't even know what was in the report. If you go watch the hearings on the Mueller report, and when they ask him questions, he doesn't even know what's in the report. So how do you reconcile that stupid crap?
Right, yeah.
So I think the problem is this, is that you have to be seeking truth, not seeking things that are going to affirm your beliefs, but seeking the truth,
whether
it affirms your belief or not. And that's tough to do. It is tough to do, but that's the road to wisdom. You know, if you say there's climate change, for example, and you don't accept any other viewpoint or fact or anything that might change your mind, that's your problem. You'll never have you're going to be screwed up for the rest of your life, because, you know, if it's true, that's one thing. But if there's facts that show that it's not true or disagree with those, and you are just dead set on going climate change no matter what, and you hold that philosophy in everything in your life, you're going to be so screwed up that you don't know what ends up.
Some people, you know.
You know, and so that's the problem. You know, that's why, you know, I believe, the way, the truth, and the light. I believe that the truth will set you free.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe that seeking truth is your lifelong mission, regardless of what you think it should be.
No matter what the subject is, too.
Absolutely.
You know. The truth is the truth, all across the board, on all subjects,
it's not your
all matters.
It's not your truth, it's not his truth, it's not my truth, it's what is the truth.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
You know.
So
with that, we've got Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. I'm not going to get into too much this morning, but you know, if I had a business, which I don't, but I used to have a little one that I did, I would not hire someone who'd never run a business or had anything to do with any kind of, you know, experience like that. But Biden, he's our president. He's never had a business.
He's never even worked for a living.
And I think it's time that we need to start impeaching him and Harris. I really do.
Well, you got to turn over the Congress to do that in order to have enough power to do that. So in the next cycle, we either get rid of all those rats, and I think the only way we're going to do that is if we fix the voting. I think the voting's so right with fraud across the board, especially, and we're going to see it here pretty soon. If that's the truth, and it's overwhelming, we fix that, and I think you're going to see the country flip the switch.
Yeah, I think we have to.
I agree with you. The voting, they really did it. They really did it to the last election. They didn't get – they said Hillary was going to live. Will win, so they didn't. They didn't mess too much with it because they just thought she was a shoo-in, and when she wasn't, then they really got busy and said, "We can't let this happen again." And that's where they messed up our election.
Yeah,
that's
agree.
What I think. I don't know.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. I mean,
and I agree with you on your view on the truth. I think that is absolutely the truth. Anyway, happy Fourth. Thank you.
Happy
Fourth.
Thanks for calling in. And that's the foundation for everything, is the truth.
That's like Mueller showed the Russians were working with the Trump campaign.
I mean, you can make it anything you want.
Yeah, you get that from Brian Seltzer and Anderson Cooper and all the guys. But actually, that whole thing has been completely disproven, that it was a made-up lie. I mean, absolutely disproven.
Well, and you see it time and time again on their stuff.
How come the impeachment didn't stick? They tried it twice. You know, the Mueller report was crap, and everybody knew it, especially after they questioned him on the stand. You go back and watch those. They asked him what it said. He didn't even know. He didn't even write it.
I don't know.
So
I can't remember.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, so... what else have we got on the plate here? Let's see. You had a couple other articles here that I was looking at.
Did you see that new JP video?
Which one? The the we could play that if you want. It's no, the one, just, one about I saw watch from last night.
The Wokeology one, I think it was.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. I watched it last night. Yeah. So maybe we'd pull that up and watch it for listen to it for fun. The reason I hadn't pulled that up is there's a couple parts that are a little visual. But yeah. go ahead and pull it up and let's listen to it. We got nothing to do.
It's, okay, I'll find it. Hold on.
It's the 4th of July. We're good.
If it's the show, we're okay.
Well,
nobody can see it.
He's very good at making fun of the crap that we're talking about, you know, and here's this one article I was thinking of. Okay, so the Satanic Temple buys a billboard space across America posting disgusting abortion messages. I mean, you can't make this crap up. So here's the Church of Satan, you know, Satanic Temple. Our religious abortion ritual averts many state restrictions. And then they show a bowl full of cake batter. This is not cake. It's not cake. And then they show an embryo. This is not a baby. Now,
wow.
I mean, you can't make that crap up. You got something wrong with you. There's a couple neurons that aren't connected somewhere when you're trying to make that kind of a comparison. That's just absolute stupidity. But then, that's what we're talking about. And anybody who believes in Satan, good grief. You got some real issues, too, because if you kind of look into what Satan kind of believes into, it's not good. It's crazy. Have you got JP up there?
I'm ready when you are. Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and run it. Let's hear what JP has to say.
He's pouring Gatorade on plants.
Hi. Have you ever seen the movie Idiocracy? Well, if you haven't, you don't need to worry about watching it. Because it's not really just a movie anymore. Accordingly, the English language has changed a lot recently. Because it's impossible for truth to change, the wokest among us have changed our language to make it seem as though the truth has changed. So there's a whole new wokecabulary. Keywords that were once rooted in objective truth have been changed in order to reflect a deceptive reality that now identifies as the truth. If you're just waking up from a coma, or if you don't watch the news nearly enough, you'll have a real hard time communicating in our society using your outdated caveman version of English. But hope is not lost for you. That's why I'm here, to give you a crash course in expanding your vocabulary. Listen up. Conspiracy theorist means one who tells the truth before you're ready to hear it. World Health Organization means China. Computer programmer, trusted medical authority, immune system, physiological propaganda that seeks to harm the bottom line of pharmaceutical companies, bravery, being scared enough to comply with abuse, manipulation, and control while virtue signaling about it on Instagram, mask, a piece of cloth you're shamed into wearing to cover your naked face to protect you from approximately all diseases while signifying you care about people's grandparents. Woman. A woman is any person, animal, or thing that, biologically speaking, wants to be called a woman. Man. An obedient little bitch who thinks and acts the way he's supposed to. Women's weightlifting. The open category. Pronouns. Words that are the most important element of who a person is while having no actual existence within a person's biology or spiritual self. Birthing person. A person of an unspecified species of any and all genders who is also the exact level of binariness of their choosing who gives birth to another person and is definitely not just a woman. God. The one who mistakenly gives you freedom at birth and also happens to be communism's chief obstacle. Free speech means an attempt to incite violence. The Constitution. Toilet paper for the radical left. Cancel culture. Bullying while getting rewarded for it. BLM. Marxists who steal donation money while trying to destroy the nuclear family. Supermodels. A historic artifact of time from when people were allowed to find certain other people more attractive than other people. The news. How the few control the many. Fact checkers. The ones who correct you when you're accidentally aware of an inconvenient truth. Big tech. The one true God. Censorship. Protection from thoughts. College education. Very expensive leftist indoctrination. Stimulus checks mean increased inflation. Democratic Party. Communists.
Caucasians. The Biden administration scapegoats for approximately everything. Critical race theory. Racism that you can feel good about. That's it for today's vocabulary lesson. Stay tuned, because we'll change the meaning of any of these words as soon as people start to remember the truth. By helping us dismantle language, you're helping us dismantle truth, which is important to help destroy democracy and freedom. And once we do that, then we'll have...
Yeah.
What's the name of that thing? I can't think of it right now. But anyway, once we dismantle language, we'll have it. So thank you for your help by expanding your vocabulary. In our next episode, we'll explore all the reasons why calling the authorities on your neighbors makes you a good person.
You know, what's interesting is there's so much truth in that. It's ridiculous. Yeah. It's right out of 1984. Yeah. It's right out of, the whole Saul Alinsky crap thing. You know, it's like change the meanings of words, because if you can change the meanings of words, people don't understand the concepts. And if they don't understand the concepts, they don't know what the truth are. Gee, doublespeak.
Maybe
instead of reading the Mueller report, you ought to read 1984 by Orwell. Because that's what this is.
And you see him making up words as we go along here, too.
Well, that's why I can say, what's the definition of extremist? A right-wing, God-fearing, constitutionalist who believes in equal protection under the law? No. Their definition is you're a racist. You want to kill everybody. You're violent.
Are we talking about definition yesterday, today,
tomorrow? Well,
they're
just changing the words.
I know. I'm just saying.
See, so then they can call you an extremist because it really doesn't mean that. It means whatever they want it to mean. That way they can call you whatever they want.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's no defense.
They keep changing it. Yeah.
There's no defense because they're not even speaking English. How do you debate somebody like that? Yeah, on CNN. Oh, boy. Those guys are stellar. That's why their ratings have tanked to the point where is there like 10 people watching them now? I mean, because they don't tell the truth. They lie about everything. So these guys are, garbage in, garbage out. If you have so much garbage flowing into your head that you got nothing but garbage in your head, what do you speak? You speak garbage. It's called wokeism. That's the truth. At least as I see it.
Yeah, I was just thinking the garbage in the head, like a trash compactor or something.
It's true.
I know. It's like
I'm trying to tell the kids, if all you load on your computer is games, guess what? How much value are you going to have in the marketplace when you need to actually work on something?
Yeah.
Garbage in, garbage out. Yeah, they're keyboard warriors, but that's really not marketable, and you're probably going to starve to death if you have to depend on that to make a living. That's going on with these guys. These guys have been stuffed full of hate, stuffed full of fear.
There's no reality.
There's no reality. They've been stuffed so much stuff that they think that they are on the right side of things because they're going to save everybody. In the meantime, they're killing everybody.
Yep.
It's absolute stupid insanity. All right, and that's why that is why we're in the trouble that we're in the first place. These guys have been educated beyond their own intelligence. They don't know what education is.
No, they don't. They don't have an education.
They've been indoctrinated by the schools and by the colleges. They don't do their own homework. They don't do research. They've been told.
Well, they don't have to.
They don't have to because they're the enlightened ones.
Yeah.
These newly educated guys are exactly what Mao Zedong was talking about. You gotta take over the school system with the government so that you teach them what you want them to think. It's called propaganda.
Yeah.
College is indoctrination.
The whole school system.
Yeah, they don't teach Marxism and everything's bad except Marxism, do they?
Yeah, and if you see some of these interviews of these college students, have you seen some of those? Oh, my goodness.
These Marxist teachers.
Oh, my God, the answers they have to questions about the country.
We even joke about it. For 25, 30 years, the joke in my circles of business have been, you go to Harvard and you turn left.
Yeah.
I mean, Columbia University, take your pick. These guys, if you're a college professor that's conservative, you're get ostracized.
You probably don't have a job.
Oh, and now we're anti-education. No, we're anti-indoctrination.
There's a difference.
Did you see what Siskiyou said about?
Yeah, I did about. he identify as a gay Russian frog. to help Trump evade taxes.
I'm like, I can't stop laughing. It's the funniest thing I've read today.
So if you're being fed a big basket full of lies and garbage, you're anti-education because you think if you can prove that that's all Marxist doctrine and crap, then you're somehow anti.
Yeah.
See, it's always instead of saying, is there any truth to that? Is there any truth that you're being indoctrinated in college?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're anti-education.
We're anti-everything.
I've probably got more education than you've ever thought about, because I read for myself. I study my own books. I have my own law courses that I take. I don't have to go to college to have somebody spoon feed me a bunch of crap. I go to the sources. You ought to try it. It actually works.
But also, as a former college student, a lot of those courses, they require you as prerequisites to take for your major aren't really required for pretty much half of the people's majors.
Right, so you can go. You go to basket weaving.
Yeah.
basket, to be a doctor.
Basket weaving and Marxism 2.0.
Yeah.
That's my favorite class.
For your PhD.
Don't knock it. That's my favorite class.
basket weaving.
No. Marxism.
No, I didn't go to college. I went to the College of Hard Knocks. I went to some of the best people in the industries, the tops of their fields, the most preeminent scholars in the country, and learned directly from them.
Well, just because you go to college or not doesn't make whether you're educated or not.
Or you got knowledge.
Do you have an IQ or not?
It's like just because you go to college, you think you're intelligent or something? You know, I mean, come on. Half the leaders in the industry didn't go to college.
And that's where I was headed.
It's just insane. It's stupid.
Yeah. That way you don't have a bunch of garbage in your head?
Well, you might actually worry about the truth a little bit.
Travis and I are having fun.
Well, happy 4th of July, everyone. It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, don't stop now. We got 4 minutes.
We'll be down at the Civic Center tonight.
Yeah.
Gathering signatures for the recall.
Yeah, here we go. This goes right to what we're talking about. Nation's largest teaching union approves plan to promote hate-based critical rate theory in all 50 states and 14,000 schools. No, they're not. They're not indoctrinating you, are they?
They're not doing nothing.
Yeah, they're not. The critical race theory is not indoctrination, is it?
And then the teachers that stand up against it, what happens to them? Once again, they get kicked to the side.
This group think at its finest. It's absolutely stupid. The division and the indoctrination that this whole thing promotes. But you got to go to college in order to get to be intelligent, right?
Yeah, that's that.
Okay.
I mean, do they have an education? Does that tell you where they're coming from? They go to college?
It makes you wonder, you know, if you did a survey on some of the great minds in history.
Most of them didn't.
I wonder how many of them went to college.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
That's where I was going with this.
Do a survey. Just a survey.
I think.
You know, just like Joe Biden and his intelligence factor right now, you know, last time I heard when he was at the G7 meeting, you know, somebody yelled, it's G7, and he yelled bingo.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, they have free debates on college campuses. Yeah, sure they do.
Yeah.
If you go to the, remember how they were doing, you could only be in this space?
Yeah, that was
on the
free
campus.
The free speech thing.
Yeah. You get in your corral and you can have all the free speech.
Yeah,
go out
to Columbia University with an American flag and a free speech sign and see how long you last.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I challenge you to do that. You'll find out real quickly that they don't care about free speech. They care about you conforming to whatever they tell you to conform to, and that is the truth. And yeah, there you have it.
Wow.
You all suck at spelling. I'll even need a dictionary before you can think about. Yeah.
You like that? Just trying to make everybody smile. It's getting kind of dark in there.
Yeah, you know, it's like I have a friend of mine who's a very conservative guy. actually Olympian, participated in two Olympic games as a weightlifter. And he went to Berkeley. And do you know what he called Berkeley? He said it was the People's Republic of Berkeley. This is back in like 60s, 65. And even back then they were starting to do the indoctrination. And, you know, and it's just progressively got worse and worse and worse and worse. So. This is spelling important. Circle. We got Lydia in there too. Hey, happy fourth, Lydia. Good to see you. You can't measure intelligence by education.
Why is spelling?
Why is spelling impotent? I'm not sure if it's impotent, but it might be important. So, Berserkly, yeah.
Only if you went to Berserkly.
There you have it. Well, we're at the end of the show here, guys, and it's been fun, and it's been real, and it's been real fun. Wow. If you don't know the truth and are ignorant, you're in real trouble.
That was really close. That's hard not to say certain things about that.
I'll do it right this time. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You're born an original, don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, not eloquence. It is foresight, fire, and fryers, danger, servant, and peripheral mouse.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.